Well, hello, hello, guys. And this is Dr. K. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon. And today on the podcast, I'm going to teach you all the secrets to beautiful brows and gorgeous lips. And exciting, we have on the podcast Andrea Dickinson from Browjoisie. She's a really great microblading, amazing wizard here in Glendale, California. And Andrea is going to get her lips done with me. I'm going to teach you secrets about getting your lips done. We're going to talk about the importance of the brows and brow position and everything you need to know about microblading. Microblading is a new trend, for those of you who haven't heard, with micro tattoos to the brows. And there's a couple different techniques out there, so let's learn all about powder brows, microbladed brows. I want to also emphasize to you, if you only have one thing to do on your face, brows are some of the most important features of the face. When I do Botox for patients, I look carefully at your brow position, and I really try to determine exactly where to place your brow arch. It's possible to get your brows lifted with Botox, so we'll talk about the Botox brow lift, and I will also talk about how to get a really natural, gorgeous, subtle pout. You don't have to have a distorted, full, sausagey looking lip when you get lip injections. You can have a supernatural, voluptuous, gorgeous pout that looks like you're born with it. So, without further ado, let's talk all about brows and lips. So today, what are we going to do for you today?
We're going to do lip enhancement.
And are you a little nervous?
I mean, no.
I'm We've ready. Done them before,
yeah,
right?
I'm ready.
So we did them in May. So it's been June, July, August, September, like about 5 months ago.
Yeah.
No, we did
March,
them in March.
March, yeah. It's about
and then
time.
She's had one syringe of Juvederm. Now we're doing one syringe of Restylane today.
Yeah.
Because when she came in, her lips were very plumpy because she's been secretly numbing with her brow numbing microblading stuff.
Yeah.
And her lips were a little full. So we're going to go more subtle today. And then we're also going to do a little podcast all about microblading. So you guys should tune in. If you don't know how to listen to a podcast, do you know how?
No, actually.
Okay. So there's a free app. There's a free app in the App Store. It's called the Podcast app. If you have an iPhone, go there, download the free app, search podcast, get it, and then search for Beauty Bites with Dr. K. And it's B-Y-T-E-S, Beauty Bites. And it's available on Spotify.
Especially for the drives home. Because, you know, sitting in that traffic, it's really...
Yeah, so I love podcasting because, I don't know, it makes me feel smart that I'm learning stuff, all different specialties. I learn about nutrition, about business, about entrepreneurship, about beauty, of course. So Beauty Bites, we're going to teach you everything you need to know about your skin, your cosmetics, your maintenance, your brows. Today we're going to learn about brows, lashes. Yay. And for Andrea, we've done what before? Botox?
So we've done... the baby Botox. We did a cheek. In March, we did lip. And today, Kybella.
Kybella, we did for your gels.
Which is amazing.
This little gel pad. And this crazy girl has lost 30 pounds. I'm so proud of her.
Yeah.
Yes.
So with the, really quick, the weight loss, Dr. K was just informing me because, you know, losing elasticity, because it gets, you know, from being a little chubby to like losing it, you definitely droop a little. So I've been noticing that, especially like, you know, like around my jaw area, even like my cheek. So definitely need to look into
right in here. So I see that in my massive weight loss patients too. And you're, you know, 30 pounds is pretty much a major change, and your facial fat pads will deflate, and you can't have drooping and you can't have sagging. And
we got to get the body and the face, you know?
Yes. So if you're someone who's losing a lot of weight, please keep up with your face.
Yeah.
Because if we wait till she loses like another 20 pounds, this will become quite saggy and will require a ton of filler to lift, like on the order of 2 or 3 syringes per side. Right. If we gradually touch it up during the weight loss process, filler doesn't go away when you lose weight. It just stays in place and it gives support. All right, all of Andrea's followers, hello.
Hi.
Now we're Insta Live with Andrea, too.
You guys know Dr. K. I talk about her all the time, and half of you probably go here, so we're going to do lips.
She's nice and numb. We've already pre-numbed her.
Yeah.
Everybody's really nervous about getting their lips done. It's not that bad. It's about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 sticks, and then 1, 2, 3 on the lower lip, and you can bruise and swell.
Yeah, but if you ice it and you take like a little bit of Arnica, there's really no bruising and swelling.
Yes.
And also it's 100% worth it.
Yes. So we tell people don't drink, don't have aspirin, mm-hmm. Advil, Motrin, or vitamin E or fish oils the day before.
You or can caffeine, hold that. Which...
Yeah. Caffeine is okay.
Really?
Yeah, you can hold that cold.
I always tell everybody not to. Just because of, isn't it, it's a blood thinner.
More or less like a stimulant, but not so much a blood thinner that I know of. But anyway, those things, like sometimes people have like 2 glasses of wine the night before and then they're wondering why they bruise. Well, you will bruise. Alcohol thins your blood.
It's true. And you can't get microblading either if you're drinking the night before as well.
Yes. Tell us, what are the rules for microblading since we all want to know?
Yeah, you can't, no caffeine, no aspirin. I think Tylenol is the one that you can take.
Tylenol's
the only
cool.
one. Yeah. And then no alcohol whatsoever. It's just all those things really affect the blood. And once, you know, we open the skin, if there's a lot of blood, harder for us to see what we're doing. So, and we want everything to be crisp, you know, so stay away from all that stuff and it's just better outcome.
That's right. Tell me a little bit about the microblading. What's going on in trends in microblading right now? Since that's Andrea, if you haven't checked her out on Bourgeoisie, you should check her out. She's amazing at microblading.
Oh, thank you. Well, it really just depends. The same as like with filler, you definitely want to, you know, go with your face. So if you're someone who wears a lot of makeup, you want to maybe go more on a powder look.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're someone who is more of the natural gal, you definitely want to do just regular microblading, which looks like hair strokes.
Mm. Beautiful. So we just finished your lips. I'm going to show you how gorgeous that looks. And everybody who's watching on Instagram Live can see already how they look soft, volumized.
It looks so good.
So pretty, right?
And you know, I love, my favorite thing after getting my lips is they are so hydrated. I mean, it's amazing. Like, I feel like brand new.
You do. It feels very youthful. If you're someone who's never done your lips before, I mean, when they're done correctly, they look so natural and good. Yeah. And I have a syringe of Juvederm for my lips. I did it maybe a few months ago, but it's lasted a really long, nice time.
Yay! And Dr. K comes through again, like always.
So, trends in microblading. So, what is powder microblading? Because you've been talking about that being more popular.
Yeah, it's like the ombre look. So, people, right now, the Instagram brow is just really popular. And the ombre brow is basically going to give you a little bit lighter of a shade in the front, going to like a really precise, dark precision on your tail. So, it's really, instead of using a handheld, we use a machine, like a tattoo gun, and it's more of like a shading technique. And with microblading, regular microblading, we just use a handheld tool and we do like little tiny hair strokes. So it's, you know, actually two different things. But, you know, again, it's every person's going to be different and depending on, you know, more natural or more of a makeup intense look. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but that's what's really in right now is like that Instagram like
powder
brow. Yeah, the very like intense brow, which I think is beautiful, but like I don't wear a lot of makeup and it would just look too intense, you know.
That means like on the days, like on the weekends when like I don't wear a ton of makeup, you'd look like fully makeup brow.
Oh yeah, it would be a little
like
crazy,
a little awkward.
Yeah, so, and then like same thing with lashes, you know. Yeah. Like I'm always super honest with my clients and the women who do lash extensions like for months and months and months and months and don't take a break. It's no matter what anyone says, it's not going to be great for your lashes. You have to give your lashes a break. Dr. K uses Latisse.
Yes.
And always in between, if you are someone who does get lashes, always in between, you want to use something to make, you know, let's build the follicle back up because it's really, it does damage.
I love that you're open and honest about that because so many brow and lash girls, either they don't talk about it or they're not knowgeable or they're not just not being upfront with you.
But yeah. Yes. They'll just tell you that it doesn't ruin them and like, you'll be fine. But
that is not true.
It does. I mean, imagine you're putting glue and a lash on your lash. So it is going to damage it. You know, if you're getting it done properly, it won't damage, you know, where if you take them off, you won't look like you have any lashes. But definitely, you just want to take care of everything. You want to take care of your lashes. And using a serum would help tremendously to, you know.
Latisse is easy, too. Use that in the background on top of your extensions. It's yeah. one drop, and you put it on a little teeny brush, and you put it right on the root line, morning and night. Actually, you could just do it once a day. And it takes 4 months, and they get longer, darker, and thicker, almost double their normal length. It's kind of really awesome.
I think the number one thing is, like, women, they get scared that, you know, there's, like, oh, it's going to turn my like, eye, if you have blue eyes, it's going to turn my eyes brown, and it's...
That is not true.
Yeah, no. Not true. Like, everybody asked me that, and I'm like, no, it's, like, maybe I think...
It's actually, there have been, like, zero case reports of Latisse turning blue eyes brown.
Yeah.
It is a theoretical risk because the glaucoma drop, which is the same
which goes
name,
in the eye. Yeah.
You put it in your eyeball, and that has had some case reports. But yeah. none of us is going to stick our makeup or drop brush in our eyes.
So if anyone is worried about that, I think that's my clients ask me, that's like the number one question is like, oh, I'm scared to use it because it's going to turn my, you know, my eyes this color, but it's not. Yeah.
And actually quite a few studies have shown that your eyes look more feminine when you use Latisse, because not only did the lashes grow, but also you get a little flush of color around the eyes, which just looks very youthful. Mm. And patients love it. And I recommend not to use Latisse on your lower lashes, because sometimes that can create some darker pigmentation coming into the skin just on the uppers. And in that case, it looks more like a little eyeliner effect. So it's pretty. And then after 4 months, you can go to twice a week for maintenance. You don't need it all the time.
Oh, that's easy.
Yeah. So super good product. I should get you some. We should sell it in your office, huh?
Yeah. Oh, people
would like it. And it's great for eyebrows. So if you have brows that are thinning or you've overplucked and you want to grow your brows back, Latisse works for that and for vitiligo. I bet you didn't know that.
Does it really?
Yes. So people who have white patches of vitiligo where there's no pigment, if you use Latisse twice a day for about 6 to 8 weeks, it brings back pigmentation.
I have clients that get microbladed because, like, you know, the hair is white. They'll have, like, a big white patch on their brow.
Yeah.
Even though microblading is not going to help that because it's not going to change the color of your hair, but it definitely gives some, like, oomph underneath the hair follicle. Mm. But that's really good to know. I didn't know that.
Yeah. One cool thing that you guys do also is micro tattooing for the scalp for, like, balding and thinning, right?
Yeah. So women that have, I mean, not just women, men, you know,
anyone.
Pretty much anybody. But if even just, you know, like, thinning and starting to see more scalp, more color, there's, you know, they tattoo the scalp and give that appearance of having a full scalp when your hair is still fine. Because, you know, everybody goes and tries Bossley and everything else, and the results are really limited unless you're looking into getting, like, a transplant. But it's a really good alternative. You know, might as well fake it till you make it, right?
Yeah, I think hair loss is so epidemic, and I think women in particular start to thin right in this frontal crown area, and you're usually starting in the 30s and 40s. And I would say 30% of my patients have that. And everyone hides it so well with extensions, hair powders,
dye. Or like mascara for the roots and like all these things.
But start working on the problem. Like, take our hair, skin, and nails vitamins. We have Revivagen shampoo, which washes out too much testosterone. This women who thin right here have high levels of testosterone.
Because men lose right here, like, super young.
So if you're getting that, it's because of hormone imbalance, and we definitely recommend a couple different treatments, like the platelet-rich plasma injections here and the shampoos that rinse out testosterone from the scalp and the really good vitamins, not just your Target biotin.
Yeah, you want to get, like, the
professional grade.
Yeah.
Yes. So definitely think about hair loss, too. And anemia is one of the most common causes of hair loss, vitamin D deficiency, and low thyroid. So those will be my top three things that I would have you guys checked for if you're having hair loss issues, since we're talking about
brows and hair. Yeah, brow. I mean, just going through, like, well, pregnancy and, like, also just, like, hormonal changes, they lose, like, all of a sudden they'll have, like, bald spots, and I'm like, what is happening? I just saw you 2 months ago and your brows are so full. But you know, even stress related, so there's so many things, and taking a vitamin daily will help reduce that risk, you know.
Very true. All right, does anybody have any questions? We want you to definitely join our Facebook secret group for Beauty Biters, and always post your questions there. I'll answer them on upcoming podcasts, and you'll be first to know about all these cool specials and
promos and treats if you join our secret Facebook group. And other than that, we will see you on another podcast. We do a 5-minute Friday and a Tuesday podcast, and you're going to learn so much and meet all these boss girls and people who are so great at helping you with your issues. And I only bring the very best on my show, right?
Because Dr. K is the very best.
Yeah, thank you, Andrea. I can't wait to come see you for my brows, too.
I know.
She's Anastasia trained, and she's in Glendale, and she's awesome. So check her out, and see you soon. You can find me on my website at www.beautybydrk.com, D-R-K-A-Y, and our Instagram is the same, Beauty by Dr. K, and Andrea is at Browjoisie. Just look up B-R-O-W-G-E-O, and the rest will populate.
Yeah.
And hope to see you guys soon. Stay beautiful. Don't forget our party, our opening party for our beautiful new office is September 20th from 5 to 8. It's champagne and pearls. Ooh. We have sushi and treats, dinner, fancy goodie bags. Will you come? Will you come and do some brows for us at the party?
Yeah. That'll be so fun.
Fun.
And it's happening.
It's a glam theme. So we have a Grace Kelly special. We have the Marilyn. We have the Angelina. So we have so many fun specials that night. All right. See you guys.
Bye, guys.
Stay beautiful.